and I don't really know how this stuff works. Obviously, this is the first one I'm doing, but anyways, welcome. This is basically just going to be a dry test run, if you will. Just left. It's Friday right now, the 11th. May 11th, to be exact. Going to work. Usually about a 15 to 25 minutes commute or so. If you're wondering how work is, actually, it's insurance sales. So, there's that for you. But today feels like that day that you just woke up and someone was repeatedly, I don't know, kicking you or smothering you or something while you were sleeping. It's just tired. Allergies are getting the best of me. And it doesn't even feel like a Friday. Because I gotta work all damn weekend as well. But, you know, we'll get through. We'll get through. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just a little tired. Got a long day ahead of me today. I'm not looking forward to it. After trying to sell some policies, I'm going to be DJing a 7th and 8th grade dance. Yippee. Fucking yippee. I've been doing the DJing now for like 10 years. It's just easy side money, and you know, I do love music. It's just, it kind of sucks when you're 26 and you're just going as a bunch of 7th and 8th graders. Especially 7th and 8th graders today. Because they all suck. I don't know where along the lines people got so cool. You know, with your stupid-ass Vineyard Vines and your, just a lot of dumb shit. Lululemons. No, I don't want to pay $80 for a pair of shorts that I could get Champion brand at Walmart, or whatever the hell it is they sell at Walmart for $6, $7, like, oh, 80 bucks, and it says Lululemon. What about that is a manly company name? Lulu to start. I don't even know what the fuck that is. It's supposed to be like a short version of like hula hoop or some shit. Lululemon. And you name me one person that fucking likes lemons on pretty much anything. Unless you're putting it in an iced tea. Lemons most certainly are not manly. So I don't really know where that came from or who came up with it. But it's dumb as fuck. If we're being honest. I mean, like, really, really fucking dumb. So, yeah, I don't know. Kids today all suck. Get these kids that, like, don't, like, 7th and 8th grade, right? The whole point is, like, to meet a guy or a girl or, you know, whatever. They go there, they hang out with their two buddies that they hang out with in school all day long, and they stand in a little circle with each other, just sitting there. And then they come up to, like, the request table and write down something that they know can't be played, because they're in 7th and 8th grade, Or, you know, they just request a song and they will write it down 47,000 fucking times. You know, it's like, oh, play God's plan. Play God's plan. It's a million for God's plan. And they think like, oh, your handwriting just changed automatically? Like, no, you're an idiot. And then you finally play it. They yell, scream. Sorry. Yell, scream a little bit beforehand. And then what? I'll tell you what, nothing. They wait for one fucking part of the song. And they sing along with it. And then there's just zero dancing involved. Zero. It's just so stupid. Kids today are the worst at. There's no way people can make like an actual connection with somebody. It's just gonna be a bunch of kids that like, you know, dating's gonna get overrated. Dating's gonna be like overrated, and it's gonna be like, oh, we're all just gonna sleep with everybody and contract whatever diseases or whatnot. Marriage is gonna be a thing of the past. I don't know. And if they do get married, it's probably gonna be some like CGI woman or man, whatever, that's just basically smart enough to do chores around the house and get fucked. So, overall, I think we're pretty much doomed. The future is not looking super, super bright. At least for the young ones here. You know, they don't know what a job is or any of this shit. Just let me wear my Lululemons and my Vineyard Vines. And they all dress right now like everybody belongs to a fucking yacht club. Or at the very least, like they play lacrosse. Just your stereotypical lax bro. I don't know about anybody out there, but when I was like younger, that was basically like kids that wore like polo and like Birkenstocks or like Burberry or Lacoste shit. I used to wear it to like, you know, look rich, but those were also the same kids that would wear like double popped collars, which I can't even believe was a thing. Double pop collars. Let's think about it. As if one pop collar wasn't douchey enough, let me put another collar over that and pop that as well. Because that'll make it super cool. No. What it is it looks like you forgot you had one on to begin with. And then you put another one on over it, thinking it was the first one. And you just forgot to look in a mirror. You know, and realize like, oh shit, I actually have two collared shirts on right now. You know, that'd be like me going to a wedding and wearing a suit over another suit. You know, to be double dressed up. Right? It makes no fucking sense. People would think I was mentally handicapped. I don't know. Wow, I'm so glad that's not a thing. But, you know, who knows? With these kids, it might make a comeback. Oh. Yeah, sorry if you have a kid or something, but then again, I'm not really sorry, because that sucks. Teach a kid to be a man. Take him out, buying some shit. Have more sweatpants out on the weekend. do kid shit. This little douchey, preppy stuff. Like, shouldn't be looking at kids thinking, like, they're in equestrian club on the weekend or, you know, just can't wait to get back out on their yacht. It's all fine and dandy if their family has that shit, but, you know, you don't need to dress like it every day. You know, you should be able to dress like that. Sea captains or some shit. Men of the sea. But usually, if you watch shows and all that, all the men of the sea don't dress like a huge douche. They look like men. They got beards that are only, you know, half groomed. They wear shit that is makes sense, you know? No logos. Oh, it's just like a plain t-shirt on. And then they put on like the rain jackets over it or whatever. They got some work boots on. You know. Even today's boots. You buy, I don't even know. Are Timberlands even still a thing? What's the new boot out there? Anyways, there's always a boot that when you buy it, it's a work boot, and people are legitimately getting upset if they get a scuff mark on it, or, you know, step in mud. Bitch, that's what boots are made for. What are you doing with your life? I couldn't imagine buying a pair of work boots and getting mad if they got dirty. Big fucking deal. Oh, you mean they did their job? Your foot's not wet? Somebody bumped into you? There's billions of people in this world. You're bound to get stepped on by somebody. So, hey, it's fine. You want to have some nice pair of shoes? Go for it. But if you're going to buy a pair of work boots, work in them. How about that? It's a crazy idea, isn't it? Work in them. Jesus. I had a guy, actually, one time take off his Timberlands and walk barefoot through this mud because there was no way around it, instead of just keeping his boots on because he didn't want those boots to get dirty. What in the fuck, dude? So now, like, what are you going to wipe or clean your feet off with to get them back in your boots? You know? You just, do you carry some, a washcloth? Or some moist towelettes? You got a napkin on your brow? You're not going to be borrowing my fucking shirt. I know that. So hopefully you got an extra on you. Oh, God, that makes me sick to my stomach. This is unreal. I'm sure all of you have people that right now you definitely know exactly the type of people I'm talking about. And I don't get it. I will never ever understand that. So if you hear any rattling going out of the back, it's just because my DJ equipment's all there, so every time I stop with the traffic, it shifts. But, you know, I'm not sorry. Fucking deal with it, dude. It's a little bumpy. But yeah, it's, at least it looks like it's gonna be somewhat nice day. I'm in Michigan, so it's about 50 degrees right now. It's 8:20 in the morning. Sun starts poking out a little bit. Should be nice out today. So that's a plus. And traffic is just like usual, you know. Eventually, You just get a little used to it. But definitely always sucked. Especially now, because if we're being honest, I have to take a huge shit. I mean, like, a bad one. You know, that's the kind of one that you gotta, like, pull off the next exit for, but the next exit isn't for, like, 4 miles and you're in traffic. So I'm at, like, the absolute worst spot of my drive right now when it comes to having to poop. Because I might just go ahead and shit myself before work, and let me tell you, I do not have a change of clothes with me. So this would be a rough start to the morning. A very rough start. And why in the fuck is it so cold in my car right now? Holy shit. I'm sorry, I'm turning my heat on. That's better. Okay. But yeah, okay. So, I guess I'll just give you a little breakdown. Today, not today, you already know about today, fuck. In general, what I'm going to do is maybe once or twice during the week, just do a little morning commute, chat about whatever. Maybe I'll read the fucking newspaper before and hit you guys with some hot topics going on around me or around the world. Probably not, though. That seems like a lot of work. So, you know, I'll probably just ramble. Maybe I'll listen to some music. Who knows? Whatever. But then we're going to have our Friday night, or drunk on a Friday, which is going to be, you know, most likely I'll just have to do it tonight. It'll be Friday or Saturday that I do it, but there's a 100% chance that usually I'm drunk both of those days on the weekend. So, you know, at one point I'll just start pulling out the old microphone here and, you know, going after it. So, yeah, you can get ready for that. That should be fun, because I don't know. I can be kind of a wild card, I guess, is a good word for it when I'm drinking. So you never really know where the topics are going to go or, you know, if I'm going to be with anybody or something. I got a bunch of friends that are morons, like most people. But, you know, you love them anyways. They're your friends. And you know, to them, you're a damn moron too. So, you know, it just all works. It all works. But, yeah, you know, you got that going on. It's always a good time. It's just basically a group of kids with what most would call a drinking problem. But, you know, I think of it more of like, more of a enthusiast, you know, than a drunk. I could stop drinking beer if I wanted, but I don't want to, not even a little bit. If I do stop drinking beer, it's just going to be to lose some weight, and I'm just going to switch to vodka anyways. So, you know. Either way, I think it's, you know, there's really going to be no difference. But hey, getting drunk is fun. It's one of my favorite things to do. Actually, drinking is one of my hobbies, you know. Most people are just like, hey, baseball. Basketball, fucking, you know, collecting Pokemon cards, whatever it may be. I mean, all that stuff's cool, but I just like to drink. Drinking's up there with it for me. You know, I like music, dancing, sports, video games. And drinking. If you don't like drinking, that's cool. You got a choice, but, you know, in my opinion, you're missing out on some shit. But you'll get there one day. You'll get there. It'll be pretty good. The real question is, though, what am I getting tonight? It's probably just going to be, like, a couple cases of Bud Light, and, you know, go from there. I used to be a huge Miller Lite guy, but I drank it so often for so long that, I don't know, I just needed to switch it up. So lately I've been doing the Bud Light kick, you know, or something random every once in a while. Not really into all these fancy craft beers and IPAs and stuff. And there's a couple that are decent, don't get me wrong. I know a lot of people like them, and I'm sure it's, like, overall a better beer, but, you know, fuck it. In my mind, Bud Light and all these are, they're a good beer. So, screw it. I'm entitled to my own opinion. But, yeah. Oh, a lot of my friends do the craft way. I don't know. Craft is like, I just feel like it was just made for those snobby fucking people. You know what I mean? Like, it was just made for people to be like, oh, man. Fuck. Like, what are they called? Sommelier for wine, you know? I was sommelier. Will, like, sniff a glass of wine, and then they start, like, rotating it around on the table to, like, release the aroma, and they sniff it, and, like, uncomfortably sniff it. It's not just, like, a little, like, sniff. It's usually, like, super fucking loud in, and then an obnoxiously loud, like, breath out of their mouth. Like, if they let out of their nose, it's gonna ruin something in the air. I don't know. So they're annoying. They're just, you know, oh, you know, tastes like or smells like the West Coast, you know, maybe in the valley, grown there. It's like, oh, man, good fucking guess. You basically got your choice of California or France, and probably by reading the bottle, you're going to be able to tell which one is made in the U.S., and then, you know, oh, it tastes like aged oak. Like, bitch, how many fucking people in this world actually know what oak tastes like? So, I think craft beers are made for people to all be a fucking sommelier for beers. It's not that complicated, you know? You drink it, you like the taste, you don't. I don't need a fucking breakdown of shit like, oh my god, you know, did you taste the pine in that one? God, it just makes me feel like I'm camping in the woods. You're fucking not, dude. You're drinking. Most likely at a bar. So, you know, there's that. There's that. God. That pisses me off. Everybody, not, you know, everyone just assumes, because they drink craft beers, that they know so much more about beer than, you know, a person of, like myself, who just likes the normal fucking beers. You know? Just get me a normal beer. There's nothing wrong with them. And hey, you may say, like, oh, Bud Light's like water. Okay, dude. Keep drinking it. Guarantee you, it's not water. You know, and all these people with their IPAs and shit anyway. I don't think I've ever seen somebody have more than, like, 3 IPAs sitting at the bar. I don't think I've ever seen it. And then, you know, they're the first people to tell you, no, dude, like, I had 3, but it's this much percentage, so I technically had 9. No, dude, you had 3. Okay? There's no technically. Alright? Just doesn't happen. I get where you're trying to go, but why do you gotta, like, no, it's this. It's like that guy that loses in anything and always has an excuse for something. You know, I get it. There are valid excuses for things. You know, But I don't need to hear them for stupid-ass reason of just like, oh, man, you know, I played ping pong yesterday, and, you know, now my shoulder is all screwed up. I mean, maybe it is, but, like, you ain't playing ping pong, right? You know? So, that's kind of fucked. I just feel like there's people out there that always has an excuse. Sun was in my eyes. Oh, I got poked in the eye earlier, and it's been fuzzy. You know, my head hurts. At a point, just like, just man up, whatever. You didn't do great. Whoop-de-fucking-do. There's always going to be a next time. So, yeah. Cut the bullshit.
No, three, though. It's 9%. That's like nine.
Like, how many... Fucking... Really? Really? What you gotta do at that, have them drink their three, and then next time they go out, tell them they're drinking the normal beers and make them drink the nine. You know? I think it's just for people that physically can't put down more than a couple beers. So they just drink those, and then make the excuses, you know? I don't know. It doesn't matter what I'm drinking. I'm going to match whatever my friends do. Why? Because we're men. We're competitive. That's what happens. I could be drinking vodka on the rocks, and my friends are drinking Bud Lights. All I'm going to do is try to match every beer they have with a new vodka. Every time. And my friends would do the same thing if it were reversed. And you ain't going to hear us saying, like, ooh, but mine's vodka. There's more alcohol in it. We're going to fucking say is, I had 8 drinks tonight. I mean, that's pretty low for a full night, but you know, I had 8 drinks at this bar. And then, you know, you expect an answer, I had 8 drinks, or I had 9. One up them, you know? Assert your dominance. Never going to hear the excuse of, you know, oh, this guy tapped out of 4, this guy had 8 beers. Like, no, the guy had 8 beers just had more willpower, dude. He just wanted it more. He just went after it. Don't order a drink at the bar that you can't keep up with your friends. Because that's just, you know, that's just being a loser. You know, if you want to go out there and you're drinking with your buddies and you know, this guy's definitely going to order at least 4 more drinks. At least 4 more while we're sitting here. Then why get something you can only have 1 or 2 of? So you don't want to be that guy that's just sipping on one drink for, like, every hour. You know? That's something that, like, you know, if you're a girl, you can get away with it. But it's only because, too, girls tend to get drunk quicker. And, you know, you don't want to just be sloppy and shit, like, early on. So, you know, I get that. Social hour for ladies, you know, get some gossip going, chat a little bit. Work your way up to the drunk. But also, their drinks are freaking delicious, so you want to, like, try to savor those flavors and all that stuff. Girl cocktails are the best. I don't know. And if you didn't feel, like, such, like, not a man ordering them, I'd probably get them all the time. I still get them, just not often. You know, you can't be that guy that always gets, like, a sea breeze or something at the bar, or, like, a diva. You know, that's just, people are going to start to, like, you know, look at you funny, and you know, you're just going to be known as that guy that can't drink a man's drink. That guy can't shoot whiskey straight. That guy can't do a glass of scotch. That guy doesn't drink vodka. You don't want to be known as that guy. That guy, not going to have very many friends when he goes out. You know, your friends don't want to be around you with that, too. Just like, I don't know why. Why does Dave always order those weird drinks around us? It's got all the fruit in it. You gotta pull out like more than one type of fruit out of your drink. Basically, when you gotta pull more than one food item out of your drink, probably a girl's drink. With the exception of Bloody Marys, because those have like meat sticks and bacon and celery and shit. Like, that's got a lot of stuff, but hey, those are for everybody. That might be the most gender neutral alcoholic drink out there. It may be. You know, it's one of those for sure that people are like, oh man, I absolutely hate Bloody Marys. And whatever, I get it. You know, not everyone likes the whole, like, tomato juice and shit like that. But when you like them, I don't think I've ever heard anyone make fun of another person, guy or girl, because they drank Bloody Marys. You know what I mean? Got a bunch of alcohol in it. They're tasty to the people that like them, but it's not like it's not a girly thing and it's not a manly thing. It's just gender neutral. See, yeah, I can't really think of other ones. You know, mimosas, more of a girl thing. You think brunch, it's kind of a girl thing, you know? I mean, guys do it too. We can brunch, but like most drinks on the menu for brunch are usually geared more towards like, you know, girly stuff. Like, you know, masking the alcohol flavor. It's like, I go out, I want the alcohol flavor. Like, you know, I don't care. Give me a beer with breakfast. It's not a big deal. Whatever. Just another day here. But it's like, yeah, you know, mimosas, and I, you know, mix it with the juices and everything. It's just geared more towards girls. Whatever. That's cool. That's cool. Ugh. Well, fuck, guys. I mean, this was pretty fun, actually, but I am now at my work. It took me over 30 minutes today to get there, so that was shitty. But, you know, hopefully I can keep up on this. Thanks for listening, and, yeah, next time you guys hear from me, I'm gonna be drunk. Real drunk. So, you know, get excited, don't get excited, I don't know. It could be a shit show. All right, signing out.